بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. My respected brothers, what is very very important as we are drawing to the month of end of month of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan to a very large extent constitutes a form of training for us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, don't exert yourself in the month of Ramadan for the sake of Ramadan, but so that you become muttaqi. And who is muttaqi? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma describes one of the qualities of the muttaqeen, and he says it is those that in solitude obey the commands of Allah. So in other words, to develop the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what Ramadan is for. One very important medium or tool is that we find every day there are certain surahs we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are supposed to be reciting. At night certain surahs, there are certain du'as, there are certain special moments and occasions wherein whatever we do, the reward will be multiplied. So very important starting point for us, particularly the brothers that were in i'tikaf. We can make this a training for us. For example, Friday after Asr, after the Asr Salah, remain in your place. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Now we learn that this particular type of durood or salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Read this 80 times after first salah on a Friday of Asr. Now this virtue, you're not going to get it Thursday's Asr, nor are you going to get it Monday's Asr or even Monday's Fajr. You are going to get it every Friday after Asr, like for example now. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. It's mentioned 80 years sins Allah will forgive. 80 years reward will be written for us. So, these certain specific occasions, this is a general principle and rule. Ulama tell us. Specific time, specific place. If there is any amal that is associated to a specific time or place, then that amal takes emphasis over anything else. For example, tawaf of Kaaba you can only make in the haram. Somebody decides in overport one day he gets shock, he wants to make tawaf, he can't make tawaf. To make tawaf he's got to do it in Makkah in the haram. So now in the, for example, you walked into the haram of Makkah, and you got 1 hour for ibadat. So you got a choice. You can either read Quran, you can make zikr, or you can make tawaf. There at all times the most superior amal will be tawaf. Why? It is linked to that place where you are. Like that there are certain periods, certain amal that are linked and associated to the period and time in which we are currently. And what is very, very important, we learn that we give fawqiyat, we give emphasis to those particular amal that are linked to that period. For example, we know this Ramadan was 30 fast. So tonight, whether the moon is sighted or not, the new month has started. From after sunset will be the first of Shawwal. So the dua to be read on the sighting of a new moon. We learn from the ahadith, from the practice of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, this dua, Allahumma ahillahu alayna. The word, this masjid is called Masjid Hilal, which means crescent. So the same word in the dua, ahilla. Ahilla means crescent. Allahumma ahillahu, O Allah, this new moon, let it rise up alayna over us. بِالْيُمْنِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالسَّلَامَةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ. Let it be a source of security. Let it be a source of iman. Let it be a source of protection. Let it be preservation of Islam. What a beautiful dua. That Ya Allah, Allahumma ahillahu, this moon, this new moon that has just dawned, this new month that you gave us, ahillahu alayna bil yumni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Let it be a hilal, a new moon, a new month of tawfiq and inspiration from you, O my Allah, for me to do those actions which make you happy and please you. And then Rabbi, address the moon, whether you can see it or not. If you can't see it, the direction where you expect the moon to be. Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah. My Rabb and your Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can't learn this long dua, then we also, from the practice of the Salafi Saliheen, we learn the short dua. Hilal khairin wa rushd. Hilal khairin wa rushd. O Allah, make it a hilal, make it a new moon of khair, goodness, rushd, hidayat, guidance. So if you don't, can't learn the long dua, at least a short dua. Hilal khairin wa rushd. Likewise, Sahaba Ikram would learn the following dua when the new month or new year would begin. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam وَرِضْوَانٍ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَجِوَارٍ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Beautiful gems we learn from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The problem, unfortunately, with us, that thirst, that shock, that inclination to learn this is not there. And you don't have to learn it by heart. Write it down. Keep it in front of us. Every new hilal, read these du'as. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna. O Allah, let this new moon or new month enter upon us. Let it be a source of aman, security, iman, salama, protection, Islam. And let it be ridwanam min ar-Rahman. Let us spend this month in a manner that we please you, Ya Allah. Wa let it be an protection from you and distancing us from shaitan. So this opportunity, for example, to read these du'as is only at the beginning of the month. The next time you're going to read the du'a of the new moon is for the next new moon. So this is why this encouragement is given for us to, depending on the time, what is the amal that is associated with that time and place, to give precedence to that. Another very important, which is actually wajib upon us, we learn in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qal, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sadaqat al-fitr tuharatan lis-sa'im min al-laghwi wal-rafath wa tu'matan lil-masakin فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ زَكَاةٌ مَقْبُولَةٌ وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنَ الصَّدَقَةِ. رواه أبو داود وابن ماجه والحاكم وقال صحيح على شرط البخاري. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the word in the hadith farada, ordained, made farz, made obligatory upon us, the discharging of Sadaqatul Fitr. What will Allah give you? Tuharatan. It is a means of purifying your fast. In your fast, although we tried, there would have been useless speech. There would have been sexual innuendo in our speech. This is something that destroys the roza, destroys the fast. So, Sadaqatul Fitr, whatever mistakes we made in our speech while fasting, Allah Ta'ala inshallah through the barakah of that sadaqah will purify us from that. Also, it is tu'matan lil masakin. It is a way of making, showing our sympathy and feeding the poor, making their day of Eid easy for them. Time of it, before Salatul Eid. فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ. The one who will discharge, pay out his sadaqatul fitr before the Salat of Eid, فَهِيَ زَكَاتٌ مَقْبُولًا. It is a pure zakat, means not just zakat. The word zakat comes from tazkiyah, purification. It's something pure. Allah will accept it. Maqbool, it is accepted. However, it's compulsory. So if you didn't do it by the time Eid Salah, you still have to do it. But then the reward diminishes. وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ Salah, the one who pays it after Salah, فَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ. It will be just one charity from amongst other charities. You will be rewarded. But obviously, the optimum time for the discharging of Sadaqatul Fitr, inshallah, most of us would have done it. If we haven't done it for whatever reason, we've still got a little time. Let us try and discharge this obligation. Those who upon whom zakat is compulsory, Sadaqatul Fitr is compulsory upon them. And also upon our minor children. That's the difference between zakat and Sadaqatul Fitr. وَنْ جَرِينٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنُهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَوْمُ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ مُعَلَّقٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُرْفَعُ إِلَّا بِزَكَاةِ الْفِطْرِ. The fasting of the month of Ramadan remains suspended. The reward of it remains suspended. The acceptance of it remains suspended between the heavens and the earth, and it is not raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless Sadaqatul Fitr is discharged. So very, very important. We should remind one another. Another specific amal that's associated with this period. An Abi Umama radiallahu anhu, anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Umama narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man qama laylatay al-eidain muhtasiban, لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب رواه ابن ماجه. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tonight is the night of Eid. In a year we have two nights of Eid, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. The falsafa or the philosophy of Eid in the Quran, we are told Allah mentions first the philosophy of Ramadan. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Taqwa. Philosophy of Eid, walitukmilu al-idda walitukabbiru Allah ala ma hadakum. Walitukmilu al-idda. Allah says complete the count of Ramadan, 29 days or 30 days. Now that you've completed, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ, make takbir. That is where the takbirat of Eid comes from. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. This is raising Allah's name. It is shukr to Allah. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. Why? عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah guided you. Allah gave you Ramadan. Allah, we hope in our hearts, forgave our sins. Allah gave us taqwa. So all this we should be thanking Allah Ta'ala. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And so that you make the shukr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So very, very important. This night of Eid, we learn in the hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who will stand in salah on the night of the two Eids, he who will engage in ibadat. This expression, qama, stand in salah, means ibadat. Tahajjud, zikr, tilawat, dua. All this will fall under the purview of what is mentioned in this hadith. The one who will do this, muhtasiban, with genuine conviction in his heart of the reward that Allah Ta'ala will give him, then on the day when the hearts or the souls of man will die, Allah will preserve his heart and keep it alive. The shaheed, we are told, bal ahya. إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقَتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not even say that the one who has been slain in the way of Allah is dead, he is alive. إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Allah is Allah is giving him a risk by him. So this is munasabat with that great reward. That on the day when the hearts of man will die, when the souls will die, Allah will keep the heart of that person alive who made ibadat on the nights of Eid. So you got two times in the year only. Two times in the year. Obviously, we know it's Eid night. We have our family meetings, visitations, all those things taking place. Some people go to the Qabristan also, whatever it is. In between all that, let us take out some time. Take out some time and try and make some ibadat on this Mubarak night, because we learn from these ahadith that it is a very, very Mubarak night. Obviously, time constraints. One more virtue we learn from the ahadith specific to this occasion, and that is Sawmu Sittim min Shawwal, the fasting of the 6 days of Shawwal. An Abi Ayyub radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittam min Shawwal kana kasiyamid dahar. Kana kasiyamid dahar. Waruwiyan ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sama Ramadan وأتبعه ستة من شوال خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one more hadith before we translate because the mufhum is very similar. وعن ثوبان رضي الله عنه مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صام ستة أيام بعد الفطر كانت تمام السنة من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها رواه ابن ماجة والنسائي ولفظه جعل الله الحسنة بعشر أمثالها فشهر بعشرة أشهر وصيام ست أيام بعد الفطر تمام السنة. He who fasted in the month of Ramadan and then he followed it with another 6 fasts in Shawwal, Allah will reward him as if he fasted the entire year. In the hadith we learn, one hadith it is mentioned, Allah will forgive his sins like a newborn child, all his sins will be wiped away. How this analogy of 6 fasts in Shawwal and a whole year, generally a year, if you average it out between the solar and the lunar calendar, is 360 days. 355 one side, 365 the other side. So average it out, 360. Man jaa bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Allah's zabta and principle minimum, for every one Allah gives you 10. So if a person fasted 30 days in Ramadan times 10, that's 300. 6 days in Shawwal times 10, that's 60. So by fasting the 6 days in Shawwal and Ramadan, inshallah, he will get reward as if the whole 360 or 365 days or 355 days of the year this person fasted. Such a wonderful opportunity we are being given. So far as the hikmat and wisdom of this fast is concerned, just 2 more minutes, which is programming a little bit longer than we anticipated. One, as we mentioned, you get the whole year's fasting reward. Second, like we learn, Sadaqatul Fitr wipes away weaknesses in our roza, lagh wa rafas, incorrect utilization of our speech, etc. Like that we learn in many ahadith, that Nafil Salah on the Day of Judgment will be used to eradicate weaknesses that were there in our Farz Salah. In the same way, like the Nawafil of Salah is used to cover up shortages in the Faraiz, as established by many ahadith, in the same way, with the Nafil fast of Shawwal, inshallah the weaknesses in our Farz fast of Ramadan will be wiped away and eradicated. Secondly, ulama mentioned this principle, thawabul hasana al hasanatu ba'daha, faman amila hasana thumma atba'aha bi hasanatin ba'daha kana dhalika alamatun ala qubulil hasanatil ula. I fasted, was it accepted or not? I did a good deed, was it accepted or not? What's the sign? They say when Allah gives you the tawfiq to follow that good deed up with another good deed. If Allah gave you the tawfiq to follow the first fast of Ramadan with the fast of Shawwal, it is a sign that inshallah the first fast of Ramadan was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point ulama mentioned, this is a way by which we show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said, the psychology or the philosophy of Eid is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are thanking Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with Ramadan, you forgave our sins, you gave us taqwa, you gave us your closeness. Now by way of shukr, to do neki and good deed in Shawwal, to keep the six fast of Shawwal. One more point and this will terminate. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْحَالِ الْمُرْتَحِلِ كُلَّمَا خَلَّ إِرْتَحَلَ شُبِّهَ بِقَارِي الْقُرْآنِ إِذَا فَرَغَ مِنْ قِرَاتِي ثُمَّ عَدَ إِلَيْهِ. We learn this etiquette based on the hadith, Al-Hal wal-Murtahil. When you complete the Quran, you don't stop at Qulhu bin Nas, you start the next. You read Surah Fatiha and Surah Baqarah. In other words, this sign that inshallah it's not over and all, is not the end. I'm starting a new Quran. So in the same way, by keeping the six fasts of Shawwal, inshallah we will create this muazabat, this continuity of this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasting. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast Mondays and Thursdays. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would keep a great deal on Nawafil fast. That is a door of Jannat that is called Babur Rayyan. So, Hal wal Murtahil. Ramadan should not be Salaam alaikum till the next Ramadan. But, set the precedent, this Mubarak Sunnah, to bring it in our lives. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. My brothers, we make ijtimai dua for about 5 or 10 minutes and then the brothers can engage in their individual dua thereafter, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh, wa lakal shukru kulluh, wa lakal mulku kulluh, biyadikal khayru kulluh, ala niyatu wa sirruh. Lakal hamdu ala ni'matil iman, wa lakal hamdu ala ni'matil islam. ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh, most merciful, most kind, most compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan to find you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ tattaqun. Ya Allah, almost in the blink of an eyelid, this Mubarak and this blessed and this great and this honorable guest of yours, we are right on the brink of its departure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unfortunately, the true appreciation of this great opportunity which you gave us was not there. So we didn't utilize this month in the way we were supposed to, Ya Allah. You ordered your malaika to say Ameen to our du'as. Yet at the time of the acceptance of du'as, we were engaged in useless speech and conversation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every day and night of Ramadan, you announced at least one dua of ours is accepted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you opened up Jannat, you locked up Jahannam, you tied up the Shayateen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in countless different ways, Ya Allah, you gave us an opportunity in this Mubarak month to gain your closeness. The ingratitude and the lackadaisical manner in which we spend this month, Ya Allah, each one of us knows that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, during the dying moments of this month, from the bottom of our hearts, we are begging you to forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever little expressions of trying to get your closeness that we utilize in this month, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, almost in the blink of an eyelid, the coming and going of Ramadan occurred. Like that, Ya Allah, it's a lesson for us that our lives also, that day and that time is coming inexorably nearer when we have to stand in front of you, Ya Allah. The time of our departure from this world is coming inexorably nearer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we put our hands in our pocket. That 100 or 200 rand note that we thought was there is not there. Ya Allah, that loss we feel in our hearts the whole day. We are full of grief and remorse and sorrow. What happened to my money? Ya Allah, most of our lives are gone, Ya Allah. Up till now, we haven't taken your name once and felt the sweetness on our lips, Ya Allah. Our hearts are not beating with your love and the ecstasy of your connection, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we spent Ramadan, we spent our lives, Ya Allah, trying to gain your closeness, but we failed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, we are drowning in sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have absolute conviction. You can hear us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are looking at us right now. Ya Allah, you know our secrets. You know what we have made apparent, Ya Allah. There is nothing of our condition that is concealed to you, O my Kareem Allah. We are the weakest of the weak. You are the strongest of the strongest. Ya Allah, we are drowning in desperation, in weakness, in shortcoming. Ya Allah, you are perfect in every aspect, Ya Allah. We cannot praise you as you ought to be praised, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Before death, Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of your ecstasy and your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove hatred, jealousy, malice, envy, Ya Allah. Remove these negative qualities from our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us qalb-e salim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us those hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us those hearts that are full of noor, Ya Allah. Full of your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night with his head in sajda, he would entreat you, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi noora, wa fi noori, wa fi basari noora, wa fi سمعي نورا وفي لساني نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي ali noora. Oh Allah, make my eyes, make my heart, make my tongue, make my body, make in front of me, make behind me, make above me, make below me. Ya Allah, fill it with noor and illumination, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your noor. Ya Allah, grant us that noor, ya Allah. The noor of your marifat, the noor of your love, the noor of your taluk, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan, ya Allah. You gave us Ramadan. You gave us this Mubarak month, ya Allah. You gave us to connect with the Quran, with your zikr. To bring your obedience in our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hearts are in your control. We are beseeching you, ya Allah. Let it not be that the hilal of Eid will be sighted and these amal come out of our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard that the sign of acceptance is that these amal have to remain in our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq till maut to become muttaqi, ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq till maut, ya Allah, to bring those amal which please you and which are the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering in the four corners of the world, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tomorrow is Eid. For us, to some extent, it's a time of happiness and rejoicing. You have blessed us with so many ni'mats, so many bounties, ya Allah. We don't have to worry where our next meal is going to come from. We don't have to worry about our safety and our security. Our brothers and sisters in many parts of the world, tomorrow will be Eid. They will be holding their children, embracing them with the fear that the next moment some bomb may rain down upon them. They will be embracing their children underneath a tent because they have lost their hopes. They will be embracing their children and their families with a very stark fear that soon all this will be snatched away, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the heavens and the earth are in your control, ya Allah. The Firauns of today that have brought about this condition upon the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give it quickly to them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise remove them from the surface of the earth, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters that are hungry, feed them. That are without shelter, shelter them. That are thirsty, give them water, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them comfort, give them security, ya Allah. Change the condition of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan for Badr, you gave us Ramadan for Fateh Makkah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the same Badr again, bring the same Fateh Makkah again, ya Allah. Ya Allah, that decision of Hidayat that you made, ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America, Europe, Asia, Africa, China, ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the Ummah back to the Masjid, ya Allah. Ya Allah, how long is it going to be empty talks, ya Allah? How long are we going to carry on in this hypocrisy, ya Allah? How long are we going to be drowning in our sins, ya Allah? Underneath every hair of our body is a gutter of disobedience, ya Allah. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. We attest to our weakness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but the hearts are in your control. After the dark night, you bring the light of day, ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our hearts, ya Allah. Give us the reality of the six qualities. Ya Allah, give us the reality of Iman, ya Allah. Give us the reality of Ittiba'i Sunnah, ya Allah. Give us the reality of Khushu and Khudu, ya Allah. When we say Allahu Akbar in our Salah, transport us to Jannah, ya Allah. It's not difficult for you, ya Allah. Give us the sweetness of Jannah in our Salah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of the knowledge of Deen. Grant us your Dhyan, your consciousness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of the Akhlaq of Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the reality of ikhlas, ya Allah. Make us amongst the mukhlisin. Ya Allah, make us amongst the lanterns of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq humare saamne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke tawfiq naseeb farma. Accept our wealth. Accept our lives for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the dying embers of this month, from the bottom of our hearts, Ya Allah, our haram earnings, we ask you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, inspire us for our earnings to be halal, our livelihood to be halal, Ya Allah. Anyone's right that we have usurped, give us the tawfiq to address that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this burden of debt obligation, this burden of usurping the rights of others, we will not be able to bear this in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whom we owe anything, soften their hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create within us, Ya Allah, imbibe within us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to address our financial and our social responsibilities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us become bastions of hidayat, Ya Allah. Let us become bastions of unity, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts, Ya Allah. Make us a means of uniting the hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, grant us tawakkul, grant us khashiyat, grant us ikhlas, grant us lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our nights, Ya Allah, in Ramadan, we spend them crying in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the sweetness of some section of our night being devoted to you, let the sweetness of it permeate beyond Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it permeate beyond Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the shauk of bringing the day and the night and the fikr and the cry of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, it seemed only yesterday the hilal of Ramadan was sighted, now it is already the hilal of Eid. Like that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the sun of our lives will very, very soon set, Ya Allah. Most of the lives are already gone. We are in the autumn and winter of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the last day of our life be the best day of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us husne khatima, Ya Allah. Grant us husne khatima. Save us from a terrible death. Save us from a death of kufr, Ya Allah. Save us from a death of your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters that are mubtala in azab of qabr, Ya Allah, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Make our qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not let it be pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of hashar, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of hashar. Ya Allah, you have depicted in your Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَهِ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَهِ قُتُوفُهَا دَانِيَهِ. Ya Allah, some slaves of yours, you will give them the book of deeds in the right hand. There will be no limit to their joy. Ya Allah, make us amongst them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst those whose book of deeds come in the left hand, Ya Allah. Save us from the humiliation and the disgrace of that day, Ya Allah. Let us get Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan. In Ramadan, you free millions from Jahannam. Ya Allah, that fire whose stones will melt mountains, Ya Allah, we will never be able to bear its azab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, during these dying moments of Ramadan, we are beseeching you. Hame koi haq nahi, we've got no right, Ya Allah, we are not insisting. It is your karam, it is your fazal, it is your grace, Ya Allah. Allahumma atiq riqabana, wa riqaba walidina wa ummahatina, wa azwajina wa uladina, wa jamia qaribina, wa jamia ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من النار بقدرتك اللهم حرم لحومنا على النار اللهم حرم أجسادنا على النار يا الله save us from جهنم save us from جهنم save our families our parents our children our wives the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم make us amongst the emancipated of Ramadan اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين الفائزين يا رب العالمين يا الله grant us جنة الفردوس grant us Jannatul Firdos, grant us Jannatul Firdos, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, we will never be able to repay their haq. Ya Rabbi Irhamhuma kama Rabbayana Saghira. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, our hands are raised before you. We have placed our begging bowls in front of you, Ya Allah. No doubt there will be those, your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, who will get nothing from their fasting besides hunger and thirst, and from their standing up at night besides tiredness and sleeplessness. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst them, Ya Allah. Don't turn us back empty handed, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, Wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar. Don't turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, you yourself have said that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars. We are sa'il. Am bikari hai, Ya Allah. Am bheek maang rahe, Ya Allah. Am bheek maang rahe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking your malaika also to intercede on our behalf, Ya Allah. We are asking them also to cry for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah, ek dafa, Ya Allah. Say to Jibreel, say to your malaika, I have forgiven them. Amara kaam ban jayega, mere bola, amara kaam ban jayega. Don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. No doubt we are weak. No doubt we are hypocrites. No doubt we are drowning in our sins. But you are Kareem, Ya Allah. You are Ghafoorun Rahim, Ya Allah. You have written in your arsh, Inna Rahmati Sabakhan Ghadam, Ya Allah. Don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.